Welcome to the Learn Hindi Daily Show. The phrase for today is India is a wonderful country.
Bharat ek adbhut desh hai.
Let's hear it one more time.
Bharat ek adbhut desh hai.
Did you get it? Bharat is India. Ek means one or a. Adbhut means wonderful. Desh means country, and hai means is. The verb comes at the end of the sentence in Hindi. Bharat ek adbhut desh hai. Now let's learn a letter and sound for the day. We're going to learn the vowel
E.
E.
And we have several words where you can see it illustrated. The word for some.
Koi.
And the word for many or several.
Kai.
The word for girl.
Larki.
The word for daughter.
Beti.
The word that's used in the continuous and progressive tenses.
Rahi.
And the feminine singular version of was.
Thi.
Let's hear these one more time. Some.
Koi.
Many.
Kai.
Girl.
Larki.
Daughter.
Beti.
And then the helping verb that's used with continuous progressive tenses.
Rahi.
The verb that means was for feminine singular tenses.
Thi.
Now let's see what the mystery word was from the last episode.
Neela.
Neela.
Did you figure out what that was? Neela. Could you write it? It means blue. Example sentence was
Akash neela hai.
Akash neela hai.
That means the sky is blue. Akash is sky. Neela blue. Hai means is. And let's give you some related words, which are all colors. The word for red.
Lal.
Lal.
Yellow.
Pila.
Pila.
Black.
Kala.
Kala.
Green.
Hara.
Hara.
White.
Safed.
Safed.
Well, are you ready for a new mystery word? Here's the mystery word that we'll go over tomorrow.
Khali.
Khali.
You hear that? Khali. And let's try an example sentence.
Wah almari khali hai.
Wah almari khali hai.
So come back tomorrow and you can find out if you understood khali correctly and also what the translation of vah Almari Kali Hai means. In the last episode, we gave you some sentences to translate as part of a grammar exercise. Let's go over the answers now. I swam.
Main taira.
And then the feminine version.
Main tairi.
And then we ran.
Hum dore. Hum dore.
Hum
dauri. You got up. We actually have four forms, a masculine, feminine, formal, and a masculine, feminine, informal. The formal one using aap, you got up.
Aap uthe.
Aap uthi.
Informal using tum.
Tum uthe.
Tum uthi.
He slept.
Wah soya.
And she danced.
Vah nachi.
And they came.
Ve aaye.
Ve aayi.
If you had any trouble with those, please review yesterday's grammar section. Try them again. Today we're going to look at verbs in the past tense with transitive verbs. This is similar to what we looked at yesterday with intransitive verbs. where we learned that the past tense can be formed by taking the verb stem and adding a, a, or e, and that no helping verb is used with the simple past tense. Within transitive verbs like ana, to come, and sona, to sleep, the verb agrees to the subject just as it does in the English sentence. It is different with transitive verbs. What is a transitive verb? A transitive verb is a verb that can take a direct object. Even if no direct object is used, the rule we discussed today applies. Let's look at some examples in English. I ate the food. I wrote a letter. I read a book. Ate, wrote, and read are all transitive verbs. In each of these sentences, I is the subject of the sentence in English. In Hindi, the grammar is different. The object, the food, a letter, and a book are the direct objects in these example sentences, and this is what the verb in Hindi agrees with, in both gender and number. Not the person, the I, in the example sentences, that's actually doing the action. In the Hindi sentence, the person doing the action is denoted with the postposition ne. Here's an example. I ate the food.
Maine khana khaya.
And this is said the exact same way by a lady.
Maine khana khaya.
See, the khaya, the verb, is agreeing with khana, which means food. I should also point out that most of the times you see a change in the pronoun me when you use it with a postposition. This is an exception. Me does not change. We actually say mane. We don't use mudge like with other postpositions. Now let's see some more examples. I wrote a letter.
Maine patra likha.
Maine patra likha.
Compare this to this sentence. I wrote two letters.
Maine do patra likhe.
Maine do patra likhe.
See, likha changed to likhe because it now agrees with a plural masculine object. I read a book.
Maine kitab padhi.
Maine kitab padhi.
Since kitab, book, is feminine, the verb has the e ending to agree with it. Let us look at some more examples using the verb khana, which means to eat, with the following objects. Save, which is apple, and it's masculine, and mitai, which is sweet, and it's feminine. We ate one apple.
Humne ek save khaya.
Humne ek save khaya.
We ate two apples.
Humne do save khaye.
Humne do sev khaye.
We ate one sweet.
Humne ek mithai khai.
Humne ek mithai khai.
We ate two sweets.
Humne do mithaiyan khai.
Humne do mithaiyan khai.
You can change the above sentences to I ate one apple by switching out humne with maine. Also, you can change it to you ate formal by changing humne to apne. The informal you could use tumne. Tum does not change when used with ne, in the same way that me doesn't change. He or she use usne, but when you get to they, it's a little different. You actually don't say use un, you use
unhone.
Unhone.
What do you do when there is no direct object mention? Then the verb is in the masculine singular form. Here are some examples. I ate.
Maine khaya.
Maine khaya.
I wrote.
Maine likha.
Maine likha.
I read.
Maine padha.
Maine padha.
Try doing it on your own to make sure you understand it. Use these verbs. Khana, to eat. Banana, to make. With these direct objects, roti, a bread, which is feminine, save, apple, which is masculine, maize, which is table and it's feminine, and darvaza, which is door and it's masculine. And I gave you a list of some sentences to translate, and we'll go over those next time. Try making up some of your own sentences as well, and leave them as a comment on the website. Now let's continue going over our smart crow story, looking at the nouns today. So listen out for these nouns as we hear the story. Crow.
Kawa.
Kawa.
You got it? Crow is kawa. One time or once?
Ek bar.
Ek bar.
I should also point out that two times is do bar.
Nope.
Three times is teen bar. That could be useful. Water?
Pani.
Pani.
A pitcher or water pot?
Ghara.
Ghara.
A beak?
Chonch.
Chonch.
A pebble?
Kankar.
Kankar.
And manner?
Tarah.
Tarah.
So now let's listen to Meenaji read the story and listen out for those nouns and try to see what you can understand.
समझदार कौवा एक बार भरी गर्मी पड़ रही थी एक कौवा बड़ा प्यासा था उसने इधर उधर उड़कर पानी ढूंढा पानी कहीं न मिला अचानक उसे एक घड़ा दिखाई दिया कौवा बहुत खुश हुआ वह उड़कर घड़े के पास पहुंचा लेकिन घड़े में पानी कम था इसलिए कौवे की चोंच पानी तक न पहुंच सकी कौवे ने एक उपाय सोचा वह अपनी चोंच से कंकड़ उठाकर घड़े में डालने लगा एक दो तीन चार पाँच छ सात आठ नौ दस इसी तरह कौवा घड़े में कंकड़ डालता गया धीरे धीरे घड़े का पानी ऊपर चढ़ आया कौवा घड़े पर जा बैठा लो उसकी चोंच पानी तक पहुंच गई कौवे ने खूब पानी पिया फिर वह पेड़ पर आराम करने चला गया
Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Learn Hindi Daily Show. See you next time.
Shubhkamnaon ke saath.
Phir milenge.